Hello, this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Today we are going to hear about Local Law Number 4, which was passed by unanimous consent by the City of Cohoes Common Council, which bans the incineration of AFFF containing PFAS chemicals for 1 year. We're first going to hear from some members of the community who spoke out during the public comment period.
Anybody in the public have any comments on Local Law Number 4 of 2020?
I would like to.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I live on Saratoga Street, three or four houses away from Norlight.
Would you provide your name, please?
Yes, my name is Linda Horton. I sent an email as well. I've been here for about 30 years. My daughter was sick and had to have her thyroid out. She has Graves' disease now, and she's on medicine for the rest of her life. I don't know if it's related to that. When I go outside, sometimes I have trouble breathing. The cars are covered with a film, and it's scary.
All right, Linda, I'm very sorry about your daughter. Appreciate your comment right now. We appreciate your email and the approximately 250 people who provided emails in support of the moratorium. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
We just heard from Cohoes resident Linda Horton, followed by a thank you from Mayor Keeler. Now for the next public comment regarding the law number 4 to temporarily halt the burning of AFFF containing PFAS chemicals at the Norlight plant for 1 year.
Go ahead, sir.
I live on Etzel Place. That's across from the housing project. I've lived here for most of my life. I have a home here. There's a pond that's adjacent to the Norlight. It runs along the railroad track. All that pollution from those stacks land in that pond. And there's a culvert that goes from that pond underneath Saratoga Street and into the salt kill. That should be investigated. Also, I just want to let you know, since they were burning that AFF in 2018 to 2019, the PFS substance, which is associated with cancer, thyroid problems, blood cancer, is a big issue for me. I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2019. It may be coincidental, but then again, it may also be related to burning of these chemicals. Myeloma is a cancerous blood disease. It's in a smoldering issue, and I have to check it every 3 months. These burning hazardous materials have got to stop. You're killing the people here in Cohoes and in Troy and in Maplewood and in Waterville. All these fumes from that go all over the place. Since they stopped burning, this was the first time my vehicle was clean. I could wash my car, and 3 days later, you wouldn't know it was washed. I just want to thank you for listening to me, and please stop them from burning.
Up next is the vote by the City of Cohoes Common Council on Local Law Number 4 and the final comments by Mayor Keeler.
Next item is a vote on Local Law Number 4. Local Law Number 4 is a local law imposing a moratorium on the incineration of aqueous film-forming foam containing PFAS chemicals in the City of Cohoes. And the background on this is to protect the health and safety of our community. I'm urging members of the Common Council to adopt Local Law Number 4, which imposes an immediate moratorium on the incineration of aqueous film-forming foam containing PFAS chemicals, known as AFFF firefighting foam, within the city limits.
Make a motion.
Second.
Before there's a vote, I just want the record to reflect that this is a type 2 action under the SEAKER law. So as a moratorium under Environmental Conservation Law 617.5C36, it's a type 2 matter, as well under 617.5C42, an action that is immediately necessary for the preservation of life, health, property, or natural resources. So by declaring this a type 2 action, we have performed what we need to perform under the SEAKER law. Go ahead and vote.
Local law number 4 passed. I'd like to thank the public who emailed in excess of 220 emails, 100% in support of this moratorium. I want to thank the mayors of the adjoining municipalities, Troy, Green Island, Board of Leet. I want to thank our state assemblyman and senator. All of those folks sent us letters of support, so we're very appreciative. Thank you.
That ends our segment. Please stay tuned to WOOC as we continue our coverage of Norlite, PFAS, AFFFs, and the impacts on these chemicals on human beings, the environment, and what's happening locally, statewide, and nationally on this issue. Michelle Masurgeon signing off for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and my thank you to Alexis Goldsmith for taping this program.